Let's just bow our heads together. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, Lord. And Father, all that you've already spoken over us, Lord, already, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says that you rejoice over us with singing, Lord, even as we just delight in worshipping you, Lord, giving you our praise and our worship. But Father, as we open your word today, Father, we pray that you just speak to each of us, Lord. Lord, we want to grow in you, Lord. We want to know more of you, Lord. We want to experience more of you. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, as we open your word today, Lord, that you'll speak to each and every one of us. I pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. I want to talk this morning about the blessings of God. And we just want us to think about blessings and what it means to be blessed. Right at the very beginning in the Bible, when God created heaven and earth, that's the beginning in Genesis, but in 28, verse 28 is where God creates man, and well, he creates man, and then verse 28, he talks about man, and the very first thing that God did, we know that God said to man to be fruitful, to multiply, to rule and take dominion over the earth and the plants and animals and all those things, but before he actually spoke to man and told them, told man what to do, Adam what to do, representing mankind, what to do. Very first thing he did was he spoke a blessing. And I want to speak about blessing because that's God's heart to us. God is a God who blesses us and blesses us richly and immeasurably, ways far deeper than we can really fathom or understand or imagine. And so I really want to talk about that this morning, about the blessings of God. When you think about the blessings of God, you think, well, what are some of the blessings? Well, one blessing obviously is, praise God, you're here today. You woke up this morning. There was breath in your lungs, praise God. You made it. Amen. Good start, amen? Amen. We praise God for the blessing of that. We praise God for the sun and for the rain, for the provision and the crops and all of those things. We praise God for that. We praise God for family, for a wonderful wife, or if you've got a husband and children, if you've got children or grandchildren, we praise God for those things. We praise God that we're living here in this nation. Some of you have come from other nations out of very difficult and desperate circumstances and situations and seen some experience, some horrific things, and it's such a blessing now that this nation is now your home. But when I think about some of those blessings, really those blessings are not really peculiar to us as Christians. In fact, everyone, all the non-Christians living here in Australia, they've got the blessing of living in this wonderful, blessed nation. And they've probably got families, and that's a wonderful blessing for them, and they've got children and perhaps grandchildren or whatever. And many of the blessings that we have, others in the world actually experience some of those blessings. And the scripture says it rains on the righteous and the unrighteous. And so God is a blessing. He's a blessing God. And people of this earth all enjoy the blessing of God. But I want to talk about three specific blessings that are unique to us as Christians, that only Christians are privy to, and only Christians are flowing in these particular blessings. I want to highlight those things, because sometimes in life when you're looking at the circumstances of your life, you can end up focusing on the wrong things. And we've already been well directed today in our worship and around communion, and to make sure that our focus is on the things of God, because we can take our eyes off on how blessed and how incredibly blessed we are and start looking at other things in life that we may have struggles and challenges and things that affect us, which will affect everyone in the world as well. We're not immune from those things. The difference is that we've got God with us for everything, and he's on our side, and he brings us through to victory. Amen? Amen. And so I want to talk about the blessings of God. Now, there was an old song that used to go, count your blessings, count them one by one. Now, you might have sung that when you were a child. If you're a little bit younger than that, you think, oh, no, I never heard of that. What's he talking about? A song about counting your blessings. And we are incredibly blessed in God. I just want to, the scripture I want to really look at this morning is in Psalm 103. And really, there's three main areas of blessing that I think are very powerful, which are uniquely ours, which we need to understand and grab a hold of and flow in these areas of blessing. And so I just want to read Psalm 103 because it really frames these three areas for us. Verses 1 to 5. It says, praise the Lord, or bless the Lord in some translations. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. So deep down, something deep within your heart, within your soul, something fundamental, something deep within your heart, deep within who you are. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And it's interesting that the psalmist writing this is saying, forget not all his benefits. Because you know why? Because we can forget. We can forget. We can focus things. We can be more interested in what we don't have rather than what we have. We can be focused on the wrong things. It says, and forget not all his benefits. So we want to remember. We don't want to be forgetful. We don't want to misplace our blessings or forget or to not be focused on them and be focused on all the other stuff. But we want to not forget his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. What a wonderful blessing that is. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. And it was great to hear some testimonies this morning. Who redeems your life from the pit. And really, that's what life is like without the Lord. It's a pit. For some, it's a pit of despair. Some, it's a pit of shame. Some, it's a pit of hopelessness. Some, it's a pit of just being lost and not knowing anything about where they're going in life. Just down in a pit. And we're all in the same pit of sin that only he can pull us out of. And he did that by his blood upon the cross. And so who forgives all our sins, heals our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns your life with love and compassion. Crowns your life with love and compassion. I love those words. I'll say it again. Crowns your life with love and compassion. Crowned with love and compassion. What a powerful blessing that is, that you are crowned with love and compassion. And who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And so the word there, actually, when it talks about desires, it really says it's about life. It's really talking about age. It's talking about life. He satisfies your life with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. So these three areas I want to talk about the whole fact of their salvation, about his love and compassion, we'll talk about his presence, and then also then talking about that he's given us good things so that we may do something with those good things, and that is to be a blessing. So let's have a look at these. The first blessing that we have, which is totally unique to us, is this incredible blessing of salvation. What a precious gift. Now, we know Jesus died for the whole world. He died for all mankind, that all might come into a relationship with the Father. But the blessing of salvation is only for those who apprehend that, who grab a hold of that, who surrender their life to Christ, who acknowledge the sinfulness and the sin in their life and bring that to the cross and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, wash me from this sin. Let the blood of Christ wash away that sin. And Lord, in exchange for the rubbish and junk of my life, let your holiness be credited to me, that I will be blameless and holy before the Father and have the promise of eternal life. What a wonderful blessing it is to have that gift of salvation. And look, it doesn't matter really whatever happens in life. You have the blessing of salvation. Nothing compares with being saved. Nothing. We've just been singing, I am a child of God. And that's such a wonderful declaration. There's nothing in life compares to be able to say, I am a child of God. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm redeemed by his precious blood, that I am his child, his precious child. What a wonderful thing. Nothing compares with that. Speaking with someone yesterday who was in a very, not a good situation, very hopeless, well, not hopeless, but helpless, feeling very helpless, very, very frustrated and not able to change the circumstances that they were in. But I was really touched when the person said, you know, but I've got the Lord. You know, I've got the Lord. And I praise God, I've got a family. But and just we take our, don't never take sense, your eyes off the fact that you're an incredible blessing that we have in our salvation. If you had nothing else in life, if you never received anything else in life, if life was just one thing, maybe you spent your whole life in another country, tortured for your faith, and spent you from the moment, from a young man to your death, and there's many, many accounts of that, of people tortured, lived their whole life in prison, and perished in prison, never even released from that. And yet they had the most incredible blessing of life. They had Christ and are able to testify to that, testify to the guards, testify many, many stories of people that have stood in situations like that. We have the most incredible blessing. You have salvation. And I can't emphasize that much. What an incredible gift our salvation is. Ephesians 1:3-6, it says this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. He's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. You are an incredibly blessed person. You might not have a job at the moment. You might not have your own home at the moment. You might not have a car. You might not have this. You might not have this. You might not have that. You think, all these things. You have the most incredible blessing. You have Jesus Christ in your life. And you could have all of the stuff that everyone else has. You know, the wealthy people, you know, I won't name names, but there's some very wealthy billionaires at the moment that are very sad states emotionally and just in a mess because they've got everything, but they've got nothing. You can have everything, but you can have nothing. If you don't have Jesus Christ, if you don't have that ultimate blessing in your life, then you don't have anything. Show me your money. I don't care how much money you got. It doesn't cut it in heaven. But we have Jesus Christ. We have everything in him. He's given us every spiritual blessing. Amen. We have been saved. We've been redeemed. We've been pulled out of that pit. He's forgiven our sins and he heals all our diseases. And Romans 4, 7 and 8 said, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, their sins are forgiven, whose sins are covered. And the word there, blessing, is it's like a super blessing, like a extra special blessing. It means supremely blessed, makarios. It means supremely blessed, ultimately blessed, super best, the best blessing of all. The super blessing is to have our blood, have our sins covered by his blood, so that when the Father sees us, that we are totally sinless. He sees us pure and righteous, and we have confidence before our Father. And so what an incredible blessing that is. Never forget the blessing of your salvation. You're going to go through stuff. We all go through stuff. And if you get fixated on the stuff and forget the blessing that you have, then your mind will start working like the people in the world. You start acting like the people in the world. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and the blessing that we have, we've got it, guys. You sit here as the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Now, every other believer who loves Jesus Christ is with us. So we're not the elite, if you like, in that sense. But you sit as the most blessed people, among the most blessed people on the face of this earth. All of those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who surrendered their heart to him. What a privilege that is, that you are the supremely blessed because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. You sit here today as the most blessed people. Never let us forget that, the wonderful blessing of our salvation. But in the passage in Psalm 103, and it says, don't forget the benefits, so don't forget your salvation. Don't forget how powerful, how awesome is our salvation. But then he talks about in verse 4, he says, and crowns you with love and compassion. Wow. You know, a crown is a position of authority. It's something very regal, something very stately. And God has lifted us out of that pit and he's put a crown of his love and upon our lives, his compassion upon our lives. And to me, one of the greatest blessings that alone is for us as Christians is the fact that we walking and apprehending the love and compassion. God loves the sinner, we know that. We know that even when we were objects of wrath, Christ died for us. He loves everyone. But the difference for us is that we can walk in a place of knowing that love, having that love intimately expressed around us, to be aware of that, to experience that, the blessing of his presence. Having the presence of God is such an incredible blessing that it doesn't matter wherever you are, whether you're in that dark prison or wherever you happen to be, whatever you're going through, you have the blessing not only of salvation, of eternal life, you have the blessing of his presence with us right now, right in the midst of your circumstance. See, that's what separates you from other people. It separates from you. You may be in the same situation where the company has gone bust and they've lost their job, and you've lost their job. And on the face of it, it looks the same. Well, what happened to them, the same thing happened to me. But there's a big but in all of that, is that Jesus is actually with you. And His strength is with you. His grace is with you. His provision and blessings with you. And He's going to actually pick you up, and He's going to carry you through even to something better than what you knew before, what you experienced before. Sometimes God will do that. He will actually bring you to a situation where you weren't going to move because you're loyal and you're there. And God says, okay, I want to move you to something better. And so I'm going to move you on. I'm going to push you forward. I'm going to move you forward. But God's heart is for us, and that blessing of His presence. Never forget that. Never forget that, that God is always with you. He's always there for us. Never a moment that we are alone. You're never alone. A Christian can never be lonely. And I'm sure there's times you probably wouldn't mind, maybe we feel a little bit lonely, but then we need not to forget all these benefits. Don't forget that you are never alone for one moment. You never go through anything on your own. You think, oh, no one understands, you know, no one understands me, no one understands. There is someone who understands. There's one who understands completely, totally. He understands you. He understands what you're going through. He understands what you need. And He just pours His love and His compassion upon your heart and just flows over you with His incredible love and His presence. To be in His presence is such an amazing thing. You know, we have such a privilege to be able to come together here, to gather as God's people, to assemble together and to come together in His holy presence. He's always with us. We know that. But there's something about when we gather together, never take that for granted and never forget the benefit and the pleasure, the joy, the strength, the nourishment, the life that we get as we gather together. Psalm 21 verse 6, surely You have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of Your presence. The presence of God is amazing. Never neglect the presence of God. Don't forget the presence of God. He will sustain you through what is unsustainable. He will carry you in the things that should crush you. He will cause you to stand when the waves would have otherwise washed you away. His presence is life to us, is everything to us, His presence with us. And not only is He with us, we know that He actually indwells within us, that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're never alone for one moment. What an incredible blessing that the Creator of heaven and earth is that committed to you, that dedicated to you, loves you with such a tenacity, with such a passion, with such a strength, that He's never going to take His eyes off you. He's never going to leave you for one instant. What a blessing that is. What a blessing that is, that God is with us every moment of every day. It blows my mind that the Creator of heaven and earth would love me so much. And He showed that on the cross. But then every day He's with me. Every day He holds my hand. Some days He picks me up and carries me. But He's with me every day. He's with you every moment. Never forget the benefit of that. That's a blessing that is uniquely ours as the people of God. And yes, for those who don't know Him, they just have to open their heart and just ask Him to come in. And then that blessing of the presence of God is also for those around us as well. But we have that blessing. Don't forget that. He's always there. He's always with you. There's never one moment, never one instant where we are alone. God is with us. He is always with us. Psalm 84 verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in Your house. They are ever praising You. And again, the word there, the word blessing, it's extremely happy, extremely blessed. Blessed are those that are gathered together, that are in the house of God, who dwell in Your house, but also are walking in the presence of God, living in the presence of God every moment, every day, and we are. We live in the presence of God. We dwell in the presence of God. And so at the moment when you go to that office meeting and you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, and they're all there, and what are they going to do? What are they going to say? You've got the job interview, and I think, well, great, there's 10 of them and there's only one of you, and you feel a little bit outnumbered. No, you're not. You've got the Lord with you. You've got the Lord Himself is right with you. Everything you go through, you go to that doctor's appointment, you think, oh, no, there's no one with me. Yeah, you've got the Lord with you. He's with you on every circumstance, every situation we face. What an incredible blessing that is. Psalm 65 verse 4, it says, blessed are those you choose, you choose and bring near to live to your courts, who are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. God has chosen us and he has blessed us. And there is a blessing when we come together. When those that are blessed, we all gather together and there's that overflow, a blessing. But the blessing of the presence of God, never, ever, ever forget that God is with you and his presence is there. He's always there. We don't have to try to break through to heaven and have a big push away everything. He's right here. He's right now. And he's right with us every moment of every day. He's always there. Forget not his benefits. He's crowned us with love and compassion. What a wonderful thing it is. You sit here just with love and compassion on your heads today. Every one of us who've given our lives to Christ, we have love and compassion crowning us and adorning us, the blessing of his presence upon our lives. And the other area it says here, and again in Psalm 103, it says, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. See, when God gives you desires, he gives us things. And God is a good father and he blesses his children and he expresses his love in that way, like a father would like to bless their kids and with things. But it's far more than stuff. You know, sometimes when we think about blessings, if I asked you to write down a whole list of all the blessings that you've had in your life, some of you would probably have a list, and I would suspect that a good chunk of that is stuff. It's things. You know, oh, you know, blessed. Yeah, well, we've got a house, and maybe you've been really blessed. Oh, I got two houses, and I got, oh, yeah, I've got, and a lot of people put blessing with stuff. See, God doesn't think in terms of stuff, in terms of blessing us. The world does. And unfortunately, some people in Christendom think, oh, if I become a Christian and then if I give my money, then God's going to make me rich and I must be blessed because look at how rich I am. I tell you what, you know, there's passages of Revelation that says, you think you got all this gold and all this stuff, but you're wretched, you're naked and poor because you miss the whole point of the heart of God. And when God gives us something, if he gives us good things, he does. He satisfies those desires, but he renews our strength. Why does he give you strength? Why does he give us good things that are going to make you strong? Because the good things that he's given us, the good things that he's blessed you with, he wants you to do something with them. He wants you to do something with them. And really what I want to say in this last little part is that we have been blessed that we might be a blessing. And to me, that is an incredible privilege that God has blessed you. Not just so you can kick back and, oh, look at me, I've done this or that or whatever. It's so that we can be a blessing to others. Acts 20:35. In everything I did, I showed you by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, it is more blessed to give than receive. More blessed to give than receive. And again, that word there is like a wow. It's like a wow blessing. That's what it literally means. It means like it's an interjection. It's like, wow. That's what like that means. Wow. It's more blessed to give than receive. We're talking about the blessings. And there is a blessing far greater when you're giving to other people. It's great when you receive a blessing. We like being blessed, amen? Wow. Bless that one person back there. Bless you, love. May you be blessed. We all like receiving, amen? It is a blessing. But we see when you receive something, the blessing is that thing, whatever it was, maybe a need met or whatever it was, an expression of love or however it came, you have that blessing. But when you bless someone else, it's far greater than that. Yeah, first of all, yep, that situation is resolved and that's a good thing. But then you've had the joy and the privilege of being a part and being God's answer to someone else. What a blessing, what a joy that is. And also the other blessing is that when we're blessing others, there's a heavenly reward. Now, we don't do it for that reason, but the fact is that when we are a blessing, well, not only is there the joy of seeing they're blessed and seeing their response and, oh, that's so good, and to see that and it actually makes us feel good, brings joy to us, seeing someone being helped and a need being met or whatever it is, but there's also the blessing in heaven as well. It is far more blessed to give and receive, and so we have a blessing to be a blessing. Lord, that's a wonderful privilege that we have as Christians to be a blessing to other people. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And so we need to be the best givers. And I'm not just talking about money here. We're the givers of self, givers of time, givers of love, givers of compassion, givers of grace. Well, we need to be ones who excel in that because we have been blessed. And it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Amen? You want to be more blessed? Then give. All right? I'm not talking about the offering, but yep, praise God. Give to the offering. Do all that. Praise God. But give of people. Give people grace who don't deserve grace. Give people mercy who don't really deserve mercy. Give people time who maybe they just, give them the gift of your time. Give of yourself to others, and there's a blessing in doing that. Just talk a little bit about the financial side of things, about the money side of things. Because, as again, for some people, they equate blessing with stuff, with things, which is not how God thinks. But let's have a look at 2 Corinthians 9:8. It says this. And God is able, so the context of this is actually giving, and it's actually about giving financially. It's about giving to an offering to help people that were in distress. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It says about having all things at all times, all that you need. Amen? Why have you got that? Why does God bless us with material things? Why does God bless you with stuff? And we are blessed here in this nation. Even if you're unemployed, you shouldn't be living on the streets. Unfortunately, there are homeless ones, and there's obviously other factors in there, complicated circumstances. But we have actually a good social security system in here, and we have work, and we look around us here that we have jobs or whatever else. And God is blessing, and maybe you've seen that and said, oh, this is a blessing from God. And yes, it is, but it's not an end in itself. The things that we have are never an end in themselves. The things that we have are tools of being a blessing to others. It says here, so that having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And so when God blesses you, and maybe he might bless you materially, but he's done that, not that you can just sit back on your luxurious $5 billion yacht. It must be a pretty impressive yacht, don't you think, for $5 billion. It's not for that, okay? It's so that we are able to bless others, to be a blessing. And so that we can abound in every work. Our needs will be met. God will look after. He looks after his kids. He knows what he's doing. He'll look after his. But if we get abundance about that, more than those things to meet immediate needs, then we can abound in every good work. We are blessed to be a blessing. And Acts 3:25, it reminds us of that. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed. So it's part of our commission as Christians. It's part of our calling, part of the blessing that we have, that God blesses us, that we might be a blessing to the nations, that we might be a blessing to those around us, that you might be a blessing in your workplace. God has put you in your workplace to be a blessing to everyone else in that place. Now, you may think, oh, here they comes again. I'm just going to hide under my desk when this person comes. No, God actually put you there. He wants you to bless that person, be a blessing to that person. And there's sometimes it's not always easy. There's some people that aren't always easy to work with, aren't always easy to be around, but we are called to be a blessing. And in doing so, we want to show the heart of God, reveal the heart of God, that he wants to bless them with the great blessing we have of eternal life. He wants them to know the blessing of his presence. But for all the nations of the earth will be blessing you. We are blessed to be a blessing. And that's an incredible privilege it is. It's a privilege, you know. Like if your name's on a roster, man, that is a privilege. God has blessed you with an ability to do something that you can bless others. What a roll call of honor. Maybe we should call the rosters that. We won't call them rosters. Maybe we should call them the roll call of honor of those who are actually being blessed and they're blessing others with what God has blessed them. They have a heart to serve. But it doesn't matter whether you are in the life of the church or within your workplace or whether in your school place, your uni, wherever you are, wherever you're studying, whatever you're doing, We are called to be a blessing, and that's a wonderful privilege it is. And sometimes we can forget that, particularly if you've got stuff going on. I tell you what, there's always stuff going on in your life, isn't there? There's always stuff. There's always stuff going on, always stuff going on. And we can forget in the middle of all the stuff, hang on, I am to be a blessing. God's called me to be a blessing. Every one of us, we are called to be a blessing. We've been blessed to be a blessing. Psalm 67:6, and I love this verse. It says, God our God blesses us. Amen. God blesses us. He blesses us abundantly. He has blessed us and he blesses us. He's constantly pouring his love, his grace, his compassion upon us. Our God blesses us. May God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. You know, we have been blessed beyond measure. And God's going to keep on blessing us, and he's going to keep on blessing us. But there is more than that. He's a good father who loves his kid, who looks after his kids. But God's heart aches for the world that they might come to know him. And so the cry of this says, may God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. God's heart cries. His longing is to see your friend come to know him, your family member, your workmates, your neighbour, all the people that are around us, all those people. God's heart is breaking for them. His heart's aching for them. He did his bit on the cross, and he's going to keep on blessing us, but he's blessed us that we might be a blessing, that we might bring the things of Christ, bring the word of God to those people that are around us, and to the ends of the earth will fear him. And so God has blessed us immeasurably. I just want to read Psalm 103 again. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, in the deepest part of who I am. Praise the Lord, all my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, again, deep within me. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit. And crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And so that there's a strength that you can do what God has called you to do. You can be the blessing that God has made you to be. And just finally today, if you're here today and you haven't actually apprehended those blessings, maybe you got in the everyone blessings. Sun shines, praise God for that. That is definitely a blessing. The scripture says that. Maybe you've got a family. Well, that is a blessing. It says that is a blessing. It tells us that in scripture. But maybe these unique blessings, you have not apprehended that, of salvation, of having the presence of God close and intimate with you every day, and the blessing of being a blessing, being able to really make a difference and touch people's lives. It says this in Psalm 34:8, and this is my last scripture. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. And so the scripture says, if you don't know him, give him a try. Give God a try. Give him a chance in your life. Surrender your life to him. Come and say, I need Jesus. I need these blessings in my life. And the Lord says, taste and see. You know, check it out. If you're going to eat some, you know, there's some food there and think, you know, I'm not sure about this, you know, it looks all right. I haven't really had this before. Other people seem to like this food. But all right, I'll just have a taste. I'll just have a taste. And actually, it's pretty good. It's a bit of all right. Yeah, a little bit more of that. And that's what the Lord is saying, taste. Give your heart to him and just see what he will do in your life. Far more than you can ever ask, or think, or imagine. God will change your life. But let's not forget the blessing that we have. You sit here as the most blessed people on the face of the earth. And not solely, as I said, all those others that are born again and full of the things of God. They're a part of that. But you are incredibly blessed. Never whinge about what you do have, what you don't have, or what happened to you, whatever. You sit blessed, so supremely blessed. So let's thank the Lord. Let's rise up. I want to pray for us. And let's remember the blessings that we have. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, that we are such a blessed people. Lord, let us never forget for one moment, Lord, how precious our salvation is. The salvation that cost you everything. But Lord, what a wonderful, wonderful blessing that is. Lord, we have it. We've got the blessing of salvation. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, that you gave us salvation through the cross of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the salvation we have, Lord. And Lord, if we never have anything else, Lord, then we have Jesus. We have the Christ, Jesus Christ, who conquered sin and death, the one who rose from the dead, the one who was able to give us the gift of eternal life because of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your presence. Lord, that you're there. You're always there for us every moment. Lord, what a blessing that is, Lord. We are so in awe that you blessed us with that. And Lord, that you've called us to be a blessing, Lord, to the nations, Lord, to be a blessing to others, to those around us. What a privilege that is. What an amazing blessing that is. And so, Father, as your people, Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, never to forget the benefits, Lord, the blessings that you've put upon our lives, Lord, that we are the most blessed people. And Father, for anyone who isn't here, Father, I pray, Lord, this day, Lord, that they will have the courage to come forward and say, yeah, I want to have a taste. I want to check it out. I want to taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, I pray that you give them the courage this day to come and meet with Jesus this day. But Father, we thank you for your heart for us. We thank you, Lord, that you're always there. In Jesus' name, amen.